Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Message, and today is Wednesday, baby. You all know what it is. It is. I know earlier I was talking about Willing Wednesday. Well, it's still Willing Wednesday. Are you willing to have your voice and your opinion heard? You know something, everybody has a voice, everybody has an opinion. Now listen, don't keep your opinion to yourself, you know what, because your opinion matters. What you have to say always matters. Now listen, of course, every human being knows, not everyone is going to agree with you, but you've got to let your voice be heard. Now, listen, I'm saying that because you guys know I love Hill Hopper. I love Hill Hopper, and I love what he's doing. He is running for Senate in the state of Michigan. Yes. I'm in Chicago in the state of Illinois. But listen, that does not mean you cannot speak of and support someone else that's in a different state. So listen, if this furthers his mission, now listen, I'm just one voice. This is my opinion, and I love to voice my opinion. And so I just read a few moments ago on his Twitter profile, Hill Hopper has been endorsed by the American Muslim Political Action Committee. And you know what? That is a huge thing. What does that mean? That means there is more power behind him because that's bringing more votes to him. His goal and his mission is to become a Senate in the state of Michigan. Why? Because he is trying to change something. I love that he is representing a people that matters. He's not representing just one person. He's representing a collective people that needs change in the state of Michigan. So, by him being endorsed by the American Muslim Political Action Committee, that puts him one step further into doing what? Accomplishing his goal. Now listen, this is what he says. This is off his Twitter profile. Hill Hopper thrilled to announce that his campaign has been officially endorsed by the American Muslim Political Action Committee. This endorsement is a testament to our shared values and commitment to creating a more inclusive and equitable Michigan together. That is why I love Hill Hopper. I am a person that is all about culture and exclusivity. Now listen, that means includes everyone and no one left out or behind. So yes, I'm going to get to the music. Now listen, I believe in all things culture. I love all cultures. It doesn't matter if you're from, if you're of the Muslim, you know, descent, if you're from, Israel or a Jew. I love my Israelis. And people, please do support and pray for Israel. Please do pray for Israel. So listen, I love all things culture. I love people that's from Mexico, from Puerto Rico. You know why? Because I love to learn. You can love people from Germany. You don't have to, and you do not need to exclude anyone unless they are of an ignorant, if they are an ignorant mind. Listen, let me tell you something. I love learning from different people. I love learning from different cultures because they can teach you something. Just, here's a great example, and I didn't mean to start with a life lesson, but here goes. Here goes. You know, I was trained by Dr. Monique Carradine. She is a certified life coach. She is now in Puerto Rico. She's on-air personality at Fox 32 News. She's no longer there. But listen, let me tell you something. I learned something the other day. I was getting a ride, and I was going to the Aegis Tattoo Shop. I was going to get a piercing. I was going to get one of my holes reopened because it closed up on me. So listen, and when I was coming back, I was getting a ride back in the Uber, and I just happened to ride with a gentleman that I think he was a Puerto Rican or Mexican, and he was telling me about he loves rain. Now, when I got into his vehicle, my opinion of rain was I don't like rain. You know, most people don't like rain. They don't like the water. They don't want to get wet. They hate to drive in rain. But it was of his opinion that he loves the rain. And I'm like, is he serious up in here? But I've learned to keep my ears open to education and information and culture. It was of his culture upbringing that every time water comes from the from the sky. He was taught to get on his knees and thank God for the water, thank God for the rain. And he continued to talk about the rain. And I said, oh, my goodness, I had a mind shift. My thoughts began to shift into being more grateful for the things that God provide in the earth. So when it rains, I should be thankful. When I get up in the morning and I breathe, I open my eyes, I should be what? Thankful. And so he created a shift in my thinking to be thankful. I says, oh, my God, this man is really awesome. So in the beginning, when I first got in, I was of the opinion that rain, no, I don't like rain, and I'm not that thankful to see rainy days. But after hearing his conversation, I learned to switch and shift my thinking to be more thankful for the rain, because in some places you have drought. Arizona is very dry, and sometimes they need rain, right? California, sometimes they need rain. Depending on where you are, you can be in a drought of a season, very dry. So listen, I shifted my thinking. I says, okay, I understand what he's saying, and I got on board with his way of thinking. I says, you know what? That is phenomenal. That is a phenomenal way of thinking. So that is why I love culture. That is why I include all individuals, because I can what? I can learn something from them. So keep your mind open. Keep your mind open to new experiences. So listen, once again, Hillhopper, he has been endorsed by the American Muslim Political Action Committee, and he is thrilled to announce that his campaign has been officially endorsed by the American Muslim Political Action Committee. Yes, so that means that his vote and what he is doing, you know, it says a lot. I can't get all the way into that because I do got some music that's coming up. It is going to be superstar Little Mister. So I'm going to play some music by him on today. So listen, 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 listen. The broadcasting live from the Windy City. It is July 30, 2024. It is 8:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 9:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Let's give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba. Gumba Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumba Rum. There's two different flavors inside. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. Natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, let me tell you something. The CEO of the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. You can also get Gumba Rum online at cwspirits.com, cwspirits.com. Anywhere in the United States, you can try Gumba Rum by just ordering at cwspirits.com. Listen, when you get to the checkout, you can get a discount by using the word base, B-A-S-I-C. At the checkout, get a discount. Listen, come on, engineer, do your thing up in here. All right, all right. We are being heard in 45 countries. And listen, we ticked up a little bit in New Zealand. 11% of the listeners are coming in from New Zealand. So thank you very much for listening in, New Zealand. Now listen, listen, listen. And I'm going to say one more point about Hillhopper. I want you guys, if you're listening in from Michigan or surrounding counties or surrounding places close to Michigan, I want you to know what Hillhopper, what his motive is behind running for U.S. Senate. Listen, this is what his beliefs and this is what he's doing. He's advocating for union jobs, affordable housing, voting rights, universal health care, political, public education, environmental justice, and small businesses. And you know what? All those things are very important. He does own a business. He owns a coffee shop in the state of Michigan. One day I'm going to try that coffee because I am a coffee connoisseur. Yes, I am. So listen, listen, listen. All these things is important. And you know what? Above all, I believe what he says. I believe what he says. I believe he is really trying to make a change. I really do. I really believe that. So listen, he's advocating for union jobs, affordable housing, voting rights, universal health, and we need this, universal health care, because now more than ever in the United States, we have what? A lot of immigrants coming in to the United States, and it is making a change. It is tilting. It is tilting the scales because there's more people that's coming into the United States. And listen, we've got to have what? We've got to have a voice that is standing up that's going to make sure that we have universal health care. There's a lot of people that's coming in. Of course, they do not have health care. They are going, after a certain amount of time, they are going to become United States citizens by going through all the different channels that they need to become a United States citizen. So listen, and also public education. So listen, you guys, I got to get to the music. Y'all know when I get on the soapbox, it's hard for me to get down off of it, but I got some music I've got to play. Listen, this is Superstar Little Meister. The name of the song is Sublime Breeze. I got a breeze for you, baby. And the way he plays this piano is off the hook. He is phenomenal. Sublime Breeze, B-R-E-E-Z-E. Listen, he is really great. He is phenomenal. So listen, the name of this tune, again, is Sublime Breeze. It is by Superstar Little Meister. I want you guys to take a listen and pay attention. It's very smoothing, very calming. It's what you need in the evening. Maybe you're coming home from work. Maybe you had a stressed out day, and you need to listen to something very soothing that's going to soothe you and calm you from your stressful work day. So it is Sublime Breeze. Take a listen to this. Thank you. Up next is Fanfare of Colors.
Thank you.
All right, that was Fanfare of Colors, Fanfare of Colors. That is by superstar Little Misers. Listen, I love his music. It is wonderful, very refreshing. His music is just like cold lemonade in the summertime. You know, it's just like the little kids that have their lemonade stands up in the summer, and they're out. And I remember one time, I got to tell you this story. I remember one time. And I'm saying this because his music, Fanfare of Colors, reminds me of one time in the summer. I was in Oak Park, and I was walking down the street, and there was some children that was out with their lemonade stand. And they were just so cute, so wonderful. There was two of them that were out. And, of course, they had their mom that was right there who was helping them sell their lemonade. And you know what? And it just blessed my heart to support their hearts and what they were doing and raising their money. So I stopped. And they, ma'am, would you like some lemonade? And I says, yes, I would like some lemonade. And so they gave me the lemonade. It wasn't so much that I am a lover of lemonade, but the point was to encourage and support what they were doing and to help them, you know what, build their entrepreneur skills at a young age. And I mean, they were serious. I bought the cup of lemonade. I says, oh, it's very refreshing. Thank you so very much. And they were just so nice. I brought it, and I just went on my way. So what is the point? What is the point of that story? The point of that story is when you see young ones, when you see little ones, when you see teenage ones, young adults, always try to do something to encourage them, encourage their mind, encourage their hearts, encourage their spirits. If they're doing something wonderful, doing something great, try to encourage them. Because, listen, there are steps ahead that may be tough, may be challenging, and then they may remember what you did for them, and it's going to help them to keep on moving forward. So, listen, that was told to you on the strength of the song Fanfare of Colors. That music brings enlightenment. It brings strength. It brings a calm to our heart and to our spirit. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It has been super-licious good. And guess what? I get to do it all again on tomorrow.
In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
you know.